You're listening to Round Table. Most of us take for granted that we can instantly recognize people we know by looking at their faces. It's so automatic. It almost sounds silly to even say it. Friends can put on a hat, cut their hair, and still we know them by their face. Mm-hmm. We can do this for thousands upon thousands of faces without ever getting a moment's thought. But imagine for a second what life would be like if you couldn't. If your wife or husband looked like a stranger, you couldn't tell your kids apart, couldn't even recognize yourself in the mirror. Well, that's what life looks like for people who suffer from a mysterious condition called face blindness. In Chinese, that would be 脸盲症, or the medical term would be prosopagnosia.
Yeah. Prosopagnosis.
Yeah, and that can make it nearly impossible to recognize or identify faces. Mm. Well, this has become a little bit of a buzzword on social media recently, but that was used in a very loose kind of defined term, I would imagine. Huangshan? Tell us the story.
Yeah, these days, the reason why a face blindness become a catchy phrase was because Liu Qiangdong's interview sometimes ago, because it was so popular that JD.com CEO Liu Qiangdong, during interview, he claimed he was face blind and didn't know how his wife looked. Mm. He even didn't know how beautiful his wife is. But to be fair, he's married to a web celebrity whose name is Zhang Zetian. This girl shot to fame in high school after a picture of her holding a cup of milk tea went viral online. So we usually gives her a nickname as Nai Cha Mei Mei because she looks gorgeous when she was in high school with a really ugly school uniform and no makeup but holding a cup of milk tea in her hands. So most people think, oh, this is really ridiculous because your wife is so pretty. Then you say, oh, I don't know how pretty she is. But maybe he has the face blindness. We couldn't blame him.
Yeah, especially with a recent development of things. We're not going to mention details, but it's almost like, oh, how ironic that you cannot apparently spot the face of people. Okay, Tony, well, if we get a little bit more serious about this.
Well, clearly there's three different types of this prosopagnosis, and one is the apperceptive type, where people cannot make any sense of faces and are unable to make same different judgments based on the pictures that they see from other people. They're also unable to recognize both familiar and unfamiliar faces. So this could possibly be what the JD CEO is experiencing. Mm-hmm. The other one is called associative, and this one is where whether people can, they can look at pictures and they can determine if this is someone, this is a different person, and they can determine age and gender, but they're not able to identify the person, and they are unable to give information like their name and their occupation or when they last encountered this individual. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the developmental type where you get this from a child. So there's apparently three types, and it's official. So I just have to keep this in mind. I mean, this sounds like a pretty legitimate excuse. I mean, maybe it's real.
Maybe. Well, statistically, about 2.5% of the world population suffers from some sort of face blindness. Yes,
very, very low prevalence. Yeah. Very low.
Yeah, so, but there is actually a disorder as such.
Yes.
Although in popular culture, I think it's often been used as mocking people who are unable to remember and differentiate people from people.
Sounds very similar to amnesia. Must be very, very similar, very related, same area of the brain.
And that's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody.